Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Look at that. McCone did an actual 90-second update for the first time in the history of the show. So he actually did you even play audio?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at that. In and out.
That's okay,
John,
McCone.
The famous 5-minute.
A lot of us have a tendency to be long-winded sometimes. Don't.
Just mean-spirited is what that is. That's just not right.
All right. So we've heard this Tunsil story out of Miami, Burt Breer, MMQB. He's the face of the whole damn thing. Apparently, they got some new crazy website you can go to, and they show you plays and all these things. And he broken down Sammy D yesterday, showing how wonderful he was. And all right, so Tunsil is in Miami. There's Flores is there, obviously, coming from the Belichick coaching tree. And you have Tunsil there, and they say that there's been rumors that they're going to trade for Clowney, and that there is going to be upheaval, that there is going to be a full-on revolt against the team if they do move Tunsil. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, my understanding is basically the entire roster is available. The two guys that I think would be toughest to move, or toughest to get them to trade, would be Laremy Tunsil and their corner, Xavien Howard, who they just signed to a deal at about $15 million a year. So I think those two guys would be the hardest pieces to get out of there. That said, when you swing the doors open and you say we're open for business to the league, everybody's going to come asking about Laremy Tunsil. So I think that's sort of where they're at right now. A lot of teams saw the Dolphins kind of putting a for sale sign in front of their entire roster, and so many teams have offensive line issues. They're going to not only gravitate to the best player, but they're going to gravitate to something that's like a league-wide need. Everyone needs offensive linemen. And so I think that that's a piece of it. You've got a roster you've been trying to sell on the idea, we're not tanking. Then you trade the best player. That can be an issue for you.
Why do they have to give that message that they're not tanking?
Like, because...
Obviously...
Well, so here's a good example. Like, okay. You guys have seen what's happened in Buffalo the last 2 years,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I had a good conversation with Sean McDermott, the coach there, about this. And he said they knew they needed to, at some point, pull the Band-Aid off because there were a lot of bad contracts in that team from the Rex Ryan era. The bottom of the roster needed to be rebuilt. So his whole thing was, we didn't want to do that first. So we felt like we would just maybe there was a risk of turning this into a toxic environment if we came in, we asked X, Y, and Z of everyone, and then we gave them no results, right? And so what they did was they held on to a lot of the core of that team for 1 year, got things established so everybody knew what to expect, showed, hey, we can get results here, then ripped the Band-Aid off, which was last year when they, you know, they cut half the roster, they draft the young quarterback. And so I think that that's the sort of what the Dolphins have to worry about is Brian Flores is asking a lot of those guys. In fact, a couple of people pointed this out to me. How different is it than what Matt Patricia was doing?
It's
in Detroit?
Exactly the same thing.
It's the same thing.
He built like a hell for them to. Yeah, he's doing the same.
The no talent thing.
I mean, that's actually Matt Patricia saying.
Yeah,
like Brian Flores put it on a wall, and that's not taking anything away from Flo, but like those they're doing that they did the exact same thing, and at some point you're going to get pushback. And so imagine you're a player on that team right now, right? You're not worried about where the Dolphins are going to be in 3 years, right? And they've been asking all this stuff of you for the last 6 months that's completely out of your comfort zone. They're telling you, believe us, it's going to work. It's going to work. It's going to work. And then they go and trade the best player a week before. I mean, that's the thing. That's what's hard about it. You know, like, so that's like you're a new coach. You're coming in. You're asking all this stuff of people. You're trying to get something established that's going to be lasting long term. And then on, you know, you're saying that out of one side of your mouth, and the other side of your mouth, you're talking to every team in the league about everyone on the roster.
But
that's
what
a little hard.
But what are the Dolphins doing? I mean, you start Ryan Fitzpatrick. Well, hold on now. Yeah. You start Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, why are they doing that?
I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick, on the surface, is not a good quarterback, but you and I and everyone else knows he has this one-month period where no one can touch him.
Well,
he'll throw five touchdowns.
He's going to ruin their draft.
You guys, exactly right.
You don't know this, but he went to Harvard. Why Fitzpatrick?
So my personal feeling on this is that he was he won the competition. And this, again, comes back to the whole selling the program thing. If you're selling competition, the locker room knows who's winning every position battle, right? Like, those guys have been practicing against each other for 6 months. They know who the best quarterback is. They know who the best tackle is. They know who the best receiver is. And so that's part of this whole thing is, can you sell Josh Rosen? I totally see what you're saying, because if I'm them, I need to see what I've got in Josh Rosen.
Right. Yes.
Because now the talk is that if they, you know, get a top five pick that they're going to go for a quarterback, and you've just brought in Rosen. Yeah, and if you don't know what you have in them.
Well, here's my thing. So logistically, let's take that whole competition thing out of it, right, Fred? If you're, like, to me with Rosen, it's like, okay, it's either crash and burn and you get a high pick, or holy crap, we found something and now you don't need the high pick anymore.
It's a win-win situation. Right. Do you want Tua or not? I mean, ultimately, that's the prize or Herbert or whoever turns out playing well during this season. In order to be decent, you need a franchise quarterback, and there are at least one and maybe two of them sitting there in April.
And what's so interesting about it, John, is there's an edict from ownership. There's a quiet edict from ownership there. You guys have to find a quarterback. And I know that that sounds self-explanatory, but it's another thing when it's actually the owner actually says it to the new general manager, to the new coach. Like, what I want right now, how many years has it been since Dan Marino was here? We need a franchise quarterback.
And so you start Fitzpatrick, who could theoretically win enough games to take you out of a top five pick.
And that's the problem. Here's the thing. Like, say Tua's lights out at Alabama this year. Say Justin Herbert's lights out at Oregon this year. You know, they wind up
1-2.
1-2. And you're at six. Well, you've built up all this capital. Maybe you can move up, right? Like, that sounds nice that you built all this capital. But if the first two teams in the draft order need quarterbacks, it's moot because there's almost like nothing you can do.
And chances are the first two teams are going to need a quarterback.
I mean, it's obviously a high probability of that happening. I mean, you have some years where, I mean, like 2015, Tampa and Tennessee both needed quarterbacks. Like, it didn't matter how much Chip Kelly offered Tennessee to move up to get Marcus Mariota. They needed a quarterback. They loved Mariota. They took him. The next year, the Titans had the first pick and the Browns had the second pick. The Browns were going heavy in this analytics model. The Titans had just drafted Mariota. Right. So then the two picks were auctioned off. All I'm saying is there's risk involved there where it's just an interesting dance they're playing with all of this stuff.
Okay, so when they say the locker room is going to revolt, what does that mean? What does that actually mean?
I mean, it means players are quitting on you. It can be really bad for a new coach, you know. And I think Flores has got the personality and the credibility to navigate this, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, and I think you had to know. And look, I think they're doing the right thing. Like, I think this is better than being 6-10, 7-9, sort of like where they were with Ryan Tannehill. Like, I think this is the right thing to rip the Band-Aid off and to say, okay, like, we're going to strip the roster down. We're going to hoard cap space. We're going to accumulate draft picks. We're going to do all this stuff to try to rebuild the roster on young players. I think it makes sense. It's very hard when on one end you're doing that, and on the other end you're asking the players to participate in an old school program, all right? Like, and let's call it what it is. Like, it is an old school program that's sort of outdated. And I think we talked about this last year. Very hard to sell players on because players don't come up that way anymore.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And tell them, okay, you got to do all this stuff. But yeah, over here, we're just, you know, treating people on the roster like they're chips, and we're accumulating assets, and we're really worried about what's going to happen 2 or 3 years down the line when you aren't going to be on the roster anymore.
If you tank, and we were just saying it before you walk in, if you tank, don't half-ass it. Just if you're going to go in that direction, go in that direction. I understand camp battles and people understand who the better quarterback was during training camp and during the preseason. But
I'm just saying, like, you're walking a tightrope.
No, I get that. But, I mean, if you're going to go in a direction, go in a direction. That's what cost Miami 20 years.
That's what Cleveland did.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Cleveland did. I mean, for better or worse.
And they got their quarterback.
That's what Sashi Brown did, right? Like, Sashi Brown, the funny thing about it is Sashi Brown, so in 2016, they trade out of the pick, and that winds up being Wentz. They get crushed for it. In 2017, they trade out of the pick. That winds up, or no, it was Watson, right? They trade out of the Watson pick, then they trade out of the Wentz pick. And then what happens? You know, they wind up
with a piece of crap. That's going to not turn into anything. All right.
I mixed that up, but they passed on a lot of quarterbacks and then wind up with Mayfield.
They still wound up with a piece of crap, right? Yeah.
I heard you on the way in, too. Very, very unflattering things you had to say about Baker Mayfield.
No, listen, I didn't say the unflattering things. The great mind of Larry Johnson did on his Twitter page. He seems to have lost all sense of reality.
I might have tuned in a minute, too. I didn't see that. Larry Johnson, the running back?
He's lost control.
Oh, you thought I was going all biblical?
No. This is Larry Johnson, the former Penn State and Kansas City running back.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's all kinds of crazy. So.
Yes. He's gone. I'm glad you thought that was me, though. I found the Lord. All right. We'll be back. We'll talk a little bit about the sketchiness of this pass interference replay. There was some information that came out about that lately. We'll be right back with Burt Breer.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Look at that. McCone did an actual 90-second update for the first time in the history of the show. So he actually did you even play audio?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, look at that. In and out.
That's okay,
John,
McCone.
The famous 5-minute.
A lot of us have a tendency to be long-winded sometimes. Don't.
Just mean spirit is what that is. That's just not right.
All right. So we've heard this tonsil story out of Miami. Burt Breer, MMA.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're a Toucher and Rich. Burt Breer from MMQB is in here. I can't get enough of this Larry Johnson Twitter
page. It's unbelievable.
Page.
That was great.
Thanks
watching,
for turning me on to that. That's
watching Burt's reaction when he checked out the Twitter page for the first time. That was worth it. Looking at your face while you read that stuff.
It was unbelievable. I mean, So I was just telling Wallach in the break, I've gotten to know his dad a little bit. He's defensive line coach at Ohio State and was at Penn State forever. And he is the most normal, like, just the most normal, nice guy you could imagine. Like, well-adjusted as a football coach, all of that. And, like, I knew Larry Johnson. I knew Larry Johnson Jr. was crazy. But some of the stuff on this page, wow. Like,
now, is this all, like, football-related? Or is he just gone, like, Bible crazy? Because here's one from August 4th. These secret societies should be known as insecurity societies. They know how to. They know they run and own 99% of media, music, and movies. Yet every music video and movie you'll see a black and white checkerboard, lightning bolt, unicorn, pentagram. That's absolutely
so
true.
This is all like some sort of riddle or something.
And rock and roll hasn't been popping since Metallica's "Ride the Lightning" and "Fade to Black." But yet all these sports stars, entertainers, rap acts all do it. Anton LaVey, the Church of Satan founder, explained that it is used as a curse for Lucifer. So if I'm reading that correctly, he's saying that the Metallica lineup with Cliff Burton was the last time that music has been good, and that this is a curse that Lucifer has put on the world of music.
Did you see the one about black Spanish NFL beat writers?
Yes. He pinned that one.
Hashtag Tony Poll. I don't know what that is. I mean, that must be a shot at someone, right?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
He's got the Game of Thrones thing, talking about how masculine he is.
Let me see here. And then he just, wow, boy.
Church of Satan since conception. Untouched. If Satan is against himself, how can his kingdom stand?
Yes.
Truer words have never
Podesta,
been spoken, Fred.
Podesta, in parentheses, file. Brothers mentioning pizza in emails. Pizza pedophile code for children. HRC to Podesta. Email mentioned sacrificing to Moloch. Leads you to a Canaanite deity known as Moloch, which uses child sacrifice as worship. So he is, but you told you had an interesting fact about him in the NFL. What was how many carries he had?
Oh, yeah, yes. There was one. I gotta give you do it, McCone. You have the numbers up, right?
In 2006, he had 416 carries for the Chiefs.
So I just punched that in the old calculator. That's 26 carries a game.
Jesus,
that's why you're done when you're 28.
Yeah. That's why you're tweeting this stuff. Yeah. 10 years later.
That's why he's got the problems he has.
Now you say that he has moments of lucidity.
Yes. The story I read last night, there are moments of lucidity where he understands what's happening to him, and it goes back to, you know, putting together highlight tapes of him in college so that he can remember in 5 or 10 years.
But this doesn't seem to be something that he, like, reflects on and realizes it sounds crazy. Pixar's Toy Story 4 animation is so good, I'm questioning NASA's, quote-unquote, space mission satellite pictures. And I don't think he's kidding. I think that he legitimately is saying that the NASA is releasing animation. Oh, my goodness. All right. Anyway, so that is the flips through Bible. Ah, yes, Jezebel spirit. I don't know.
It is always interesting to watch this happen to someone.
I can't.
You feel
stop
sorry, but you can't
it.
Stop. Exactly, you feel really bad for the guy, but it's kind of like I really need to see what happens next.
Right.
Spider-Man Far From Home was a pretty good for a Masonic puff piece.
Yeah.
Best line. It's easy to fool people when they're already fooling themselves.
Damn those Freemasons.
Mysterio.
Yeah.
He's very against the Masons. Who advertise here on the station from time to time. So the Masons are as good as gold as far as I'm concerned. Adults are actually arguing over the race of a 16-year-old. Oh, that might actually make sense.
There were the moments of lucidity.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, you throw enough darts out there, one's going to hit.
I was going to say.
Okay, whatever. All right, I could sit there and look at it all day. It's not good on the radio. I got caught down a wormhole. All right, so NFL pass interference replay, and they talked about how they're going to be lighter on the Hail Mary, and that they're going to, but you'll still be able to review Hail Marys. And then the question came up, what was a Hail Mary, and they could not define it.
Right.
How much of an issue is this going to be?
Last night was interesting because you had the one that that Shermer challenged where. You know, it's that the whole standard is clear and obvious, right? So, and I think it was it Crossin and 84
in the back
Giants,
corner
right?
of the end zone, yes,
right. And so, like, that wasn't egregious, but it was obvious. Like it, like he clearly had the guy's jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, and when we were sitting watching the game, I thought like it wasn't like egregious pass interference. But it was obvious it was there, right?
Right.
Like he had a hold of the guy's jersey. You could very clearly see it. And so the fact that they didn't overturn that, like that's why Pat Shermer's challenging that in the because he wants to figure out like where – and that's why I think you've seen a lot of these challenges is it's so unclear to the coaches right now because there's so much gray area and like, okay, like, well, what about this? What about that? They're trying to test to see – how this thing's going to be called.
But doesn't
there's
it
a good chance this thing's a mess.
Yeah, doesn't no, it depend on the crew? Yeah. I mean, yeah, it depends like, on
that's the
crew.
Thing is,
well,
that's
yeah, because it's impossible to quantify. It's all up to the perspective of the person who's calling
which
it.
Which is probably why, listen, I was in favor of this change. I was in favor of them making pass interference reviewable. This is sort of what everyone, this is why they were so hesitant to allow judgment calls to be part of the review system.
It's a judgment call to determine a judgment call.
Right.
That's insane behavior, isn't it? I mean, there's no way to... You're talking about Shermer wanting to quantify it and figure it out. You can't figure anything out.
Here's
you can
thing.
Figure out with the crew if you happen to get Rod Torbert's crew during the season.
Right.
But other than that, you didn't solve anything.
So here's my thing. Like, I think you put a shot clock on it on all reviews, and if it's egregious... you'll be able to see it within 45 seconds or whatever the shot clock is, right? Like the Saints-Rams thing. That Nicole Roby-Coleman penalty, like you could, it didn't take 30 seconds to see what they missed something there, right? There are others where you got to slow it down, you got to go frame by frame, and that's what's infuriating is when they're sitting here for 2.5 minutes looking at something like in super slow-mo,
right.
Like that, we don't need that.
Right.
Like what we need is something that'll give you the ability to flip calls in real time. And that's why I think the sky judge would be the most effective way to do this. Because if you had a sky judge up there and he's like naturally being governed by the play clock, right? Like, all right, like, and he has the ability to buzz down to the official and say, pick up that flag or put the flag on the ground. If he has the ability to do that, and he's being governed by the play clock, so he can't sit there for 2 minutes and say, well, I don't know about this. Like, it's just, it has to be obvious and it has to be instant. Like, I think that that would work. And that's what a lot of the coaches felt like, too, when, you know, they sort of revolted to some degree at the owners' meetings back in March.
Yeah, it just seems like the league is shooting itself in the foot. I don't know why mistakes can't be made. Todd, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just talking about making a comment on Larry Johnson. You know, he's not exactly insane about some of the stuff he's saying because, you know, I mean, I'm just as religious as anyone else is. But, yeah, I believe he is kind of off on certain things. But
No. What he's saying is nuts. I mean, come on. Yeah.
There's being religious and then there's being Larry Johnson.
There's being religious and then there's stuff that he's saying.
There's being religious and then there's building the fallout shelter.
Listen, he can have whatever. He can put whatever he wants on Twitter. God bless him. I could care less. Well, I mean, I find it fascinating, so I could. I do care.
You actually do care.
But I care enough that I find it entertaining.
You care enough that you're going on a radio program and discussing it.
Right. Well, I mean, it's just when something Tracy sent it to me last night, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, my Lord, this is some odd stuff.
How'd you come across this?
Tracy sent it to me yesterday. Okay. Just like this, she's like, this Larry Johnson has got this crazy-ass Twitter thing. But I'm not getting into a debate if there is Masonic imagery and pentagrams and lightning bolts and unicorns in every movie. No, that is not a debate I'm willing to have.
You guys should try to get him on.
No. No. Want to stay off the man's radar. You can have
I got a feeling if you had Larry Johnson on, it would be one long run-on set.
That's actually a decent point.
If you think that, but if I had him on and you think I'm going to debate him, that is a different thing.
You wouldn't get in a word edgewise. Well, he'd talk for 25 minutes without stopping.
We used to have Professor Griff on my show in Atlanta like once a month. And Professor Griff like didn't believe in the moon landing and like all this stuff. And like you had thoughts about 9/11 and stuff. So we would just have him on. He raised the topic of the day, and we'd just take phone calls. So Professor Griff would sit there, and he would just be like, you know, they weren't on the moon, and da-da-da-da-da, and conspiracy theories out the wazoo. And just people would get so upset at him, and he'd be like, what are you going to do?
Did you guys already discuss this? Like, there's anti-concussion stuff on Larry Johnson's Twitter, too. Did you guys see that?
Anti-concussion stuff?
Well, there's like he retweeted Chris Nowitzki, who's the Harvard concussion guy.
Right, right. I did not see that.
Yeah, and it's like he's retweeting a Barstool post of Leonard Fournette's son just absolutely laying somebody out.
Yeah, I saw that.
Practice. And it's Chris Nowitzki then saying, if you think your kid should be playing football, like take a look at this. Like it's not a good idea to have your kid getting hit like this. Of course. I don't know too many kids that age that are hitting like Leonard Fournette's kid is here.
I have no idea the point of that drill.
How's Leonard Fournette's kids already old enough to be playing tackle football?
Who knows how many kids he has. But the thing about, okay, so if you don't know, it's a drill where there is a kid, no one has a ball, and there's a kid between two cones, and then there's a kid that's probably about, what would you say, like 8 feet away from him?
Yeah.
And then they just go, and then they run at each other. And you're like, and they don't even like tackle. There's like no form. Yeah. Like, what the hell drill is that?
Gladiator.
Like, I've never seen that drill in my entire life.
I'm not familiar with this drill.
Gronkowski used to do that with his brothers in the backyard.
No, but I mean, this is like, what would happen in the Gronkowski
seriously
basement, like 1995.
Yeah, like I don't understand. Like, and then ESPN put it up. Like, and ESPN, who's like, you know, this politically correct machine, puts this thing up. And more than anything, you want to put your kid in something like that, that's your whatever. If this excites you,
but well, that's the thing is though, but
what's the drill?
Who's coaching this? Like who's teaching this?
Like, well, it's like
Sudbury Pop Warner. We did not have this drill.
No, we did not have that drill either. We did like bull in the ring and stuff like that. But I mean, there was no drill where you just ran at each other as hard as you could and just knocked and see who knocked each other down. I mean, there wasn't a tackling drill.
It was just they ran at each other full speed.
Yeah, there's like three cones out there.
Yeah, and they just run. If you haven't seen it, it's like they're probably 7 years old, and they just run at each other as fast as they can. And then the kid goes down that Fournette's kid hits. And the coaches completely ignore him.
The coach is like dapping up Fournette's kid. Like, yeah.
And there's other kids on the ground.
Like,
that'd be like if a kid gets hit in the face with a baseball and then like the coaches are just like
high-fiving the kid.
Yeah, high-fiving the kid. And then just like sitting there and the kid's just like, on the ground.
Head bleed going on. Yeah.
And you're just like, well, you know, shake it off. You're seven.
On it.
Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
For the latest podcasts, the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Tutcher and Rich. Bert Breer from MMQB in studio. All right, so if you didn't see it, there's a thing that ESPN put out, and they were like very proud of it. And it's a drill where there's a Fournette's kid, and Fournette's kid, I'm guessing, is like eight or nine. And so he's doesn't have a ball, and he's between two cones. And then there's a kid about 8 feet away from him. And they go, and they just ram into each other. And Fournette knocks the kid down. And then the coaches are going crazy over Fournette. And the other kid can't get up, and they're completely ignoring him. So practically, regardless of what you feel about concussions and the pacification of sports or whatever your feeling is, there's no reason for that drill. I mean, they're not teaching tackling. You have to understand, he's not wrapping him up.
Right.
They're literally running at each other at full speed.
Yep.
And whoever's bigger is going to knock the other guy down. Mm-hmm. And they're 8 or 9. So if you had a coach at Pee Wee or high school level that did these drills that obviously made no sense and appeared to be dangerous, 617-779-0985. Because, Bert, what did you see with the kids? When you saw the kids with the helmets?
The kids with the helmets?
That were colliding?
Oh, it was something during, like ESPN did, I think, that big series on concussions and everything else. And so they went, I believe it was to Liberty City in Miami, which is a hotbed for football talent. And there was literally a drill where two kids, and they couldn't, like same thing, like 9, 10 years old, were running their helmets into each other. Like, and this was
by design?
And I'm watching that. Yeah, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, this is why football's dying. Like, I was never taught to do that.
No, you were taught not to do that. That was like, exactly what you were taught not to do.
Like, the first thing, and I don't know what it was like for you guys, but, like, the first thing, like, first time I ever went to a football practice, like, coach comes up, slaps me in the head, says, this is for protection, punches you in the shoulder pad, says, this is for hitting.
Right.
Like that's like the way you, like, that's the simplest way.
Sure.
That's,
yeah. Well, spearing, first of all, is like you're not allowed to go head first. You get in trouble.
And like, this isn't something that like is like newfound, like, oh my God, this is like we figured it out that this is not the thing to do.
We knew
in like the early 90s when I was in Pee Wee football, we knew in the early 90s it's probably not a good idea to run your helmets into each other.
Well, in the mid 80s, we had this like cage and it was for linemen to stay low, and then you had to like get in the cage and hit each other. And we did Bull in the Ring and all that.
And Oklahoma.
And the Oklahoma drill. But at least you had a ball in the Oklahoma drill.
Right.
I mean, there's no ball in
there. Well, there was a purpose to it.
Right.
And it was like, and you were being
to wrap up.
And you were being taught, like the Bull in the Ring, the actual purpose of Bull in the Ring was head up awareness.
Right.
It was like, it was not like run your head into somebody. It was like, keep your head up, like always be looking at what you can hit. Now, that drill is probably not a good idea either. But it wasn't like, guys like literally like hey, like let's find out who's not concussed here. Like that's like the, you watch that drill, it's like let's see who can sustain a blow to their brain and not collapse.
The last one to walk straight wins.
Yeah.
I don't even understand why SportsCenter would put that out. Like you could give me any two kids and the bigger kid's gonna knock the other kid over.
Yeah.
It's physics. I mean the bigger kid's going to knock the other kid over. And what if you're the parent of the other kid?
You mean it isn't low man wins 100% of the time?
So, like, say you're 9 years old, and a video of you getting clobbered has gone viral.
Yeah.
Like, did anyone think of, like, the other kid?
Who's, like, shaking on the ground?
No, it's just even
unattended to.
Even if he didn't get hurt. Nick, get out of the kitchen and help me with this thing. Oh, my God. This we're short-staffed today, you morons.
Are they both in there?
They have breakfast.
What is he doing?
There?
He's watching birds. Birds answering phones. But the machine is stalled. My God, Nick. Go, they're in the kitchen. Wow, I said the phone screener was down.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, you didn't hear me because you were in the kitchen. We're down like two people today. Could you please? I'm doing a phoner. All right, we're going to get this together. Hang on. We have full phone lines. Did your coaches do some kind of weird drill? I got enough pressure on. Everyone stay. No one's allowed in the kitchen. No one. For the rest of the show. Sitting there poking around. I don't even know what he's doing in there. What were you doing in there? You what were you doing? You can't even tell me. Get on a microphone. Get on a microphone and tell me what you were doing. No. You worry about. I'm gonna go to break. I know Twitch is very important.
The 100 people.
I'm working on Twitch. I'm working on your phone screener.
What were you doing in there?
In there, I was just getting a cup of ice. That's all.
No, you did not get a cup of ice. You were sitting there and you were talking to someone and you were looking at the coffee machine.
No, he was.
I didn't see any ice. Where's the ice?
He was telling me the coffee machine was down.
Where's the ice?
And I was just listening to him. And I was
Where was the ice?
I was looking.
Where is the ice? Yeah.
You see, if you
I don't have the ice yet. I didn't have a chance to get the ice.
You were in there for like two, three minutes.
Holy Watson.
Oh, my God,
Oh,
Nick.
My God.
Here we go.
Why did you pick that moment to go get the ice?
There it is.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you the first time.
Oh, my God.
We're fine. This is fine. We're fine.
This is fine.
I came up with Kevin Bacon standing in the square.
All is well.
I knew it. I knew that you two buffoons were not going to be able to pick up the slack.
What am I doing?
You're in the kitchen poking around. I came up organically with a good phoner. And you know the thing breaks down every time that enough people call
Bird,
in.
Bird, you got to reset your.
No, okay. He's fine. Bird's doing his job for once. You, on the other hand, he's in there like, duh. He's staring at the coffee machine. I swear to God, he wasn't doing anything. He didn't open up that freezer. He did not open the freezer.
Is there a cup of ice over there?
No.
Okay, there's not a cup of ice. There's water.
He's got a bottle of coffee.
There's no ice over there.
A bottle of coffee.
I literally did not have a chance to get a cup of ice.
You were in there talking to the guy and poking around the machine.
Yeah, for like 10 seconds.
Can you
and then
please,
you're like, you're here.
Can you
were
please,
in there for 10 minutes.
We don't have Dan. We don't have Mike. We don't have Tracy.
Okay.
Can you please just focus on the show? You have just over 2 hours to focus on the show. Okay. I know. And it fed you a dick. Good. Very well. Good.
Piece of cake. There it is.
My God. I mean, Jesus. Just this one show, dude. You're full time. Just please focus on the show. I mean, they go in that kitchen like it's a magical wonderland. They can't get enough of that kitchen.
It started at 6 this morning when Bert was making.
No, the minute the show started.
The minute the show started, Bert was
in there with his
English muffins.
Bert made a smoothie of chocolate milk and protein powder. That was Bert's whole thing. And then, so he's in there. The minute the show started, fine, whatever. He's at least answering phones. And then you got Nick in there. I said, because I hit a, here's why I'm frustrated. I hit a button and I say, the machine's not running. Now, Nick can hear that, but Nick can't hear it because he's in the kitchen, gaping, mouth agape, looking at the coffee machine with this other guy talking to him.
Mouth agape.
Can you imagine if I, can I, I'm going to leave the room right now. I'm going to leave the room right now and just start talking to people. Right now, on the air. Just start walking around talking to people.
Some water cooler talk over there.
Plus, you got you cured the ADHD. Just, I mean, you're supposed to that's supposed to have been cured. Oh
now,
my God!
Now he's pissed. Now that was the last draw right there.
Oh good. Oh,
now he's angry.
No, what is he mad about? My God! I tell you this. It would be nice to go, you know what, Fred, we're a little shorthanded. Mason's got two jobs today. He's not used to producing the show. He's got to run the board in there. And you know, he had to cut audio. He had to get in here early. You know, Bird struggles on the phones. It would be nice. Nick's a full-time employee of this radio station. Just for a moment, put yourself in my shoes. And just please, just all I'm asking is for you to be in that room while the show's on. That's it. If it's a commercial, I can go in there and go, Nicholas, could you please come in here and help me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So have you been in a situation in a football field where your coach was making you do mindless crap? This is inspired by Leonard Fournette's son, who ESPN thought it was great that he was doing a drill in which you just ran into each other full speed without a ball. And now I had to screw up the clock with my tantrum.
It is kind of funny, though, you think about how ESPN has advocated for...
No, it makes no sense.
For like 7 years, 8 years now, it's been very anti, like there's like kind of like the war on football thing going on there and everything else. Next thing you know.
Yeah, they're thinking it's the greatest thing because they're, and it's not even a pussification thing. If you want to really break it down, it's not a football drill. There's like nothing to it.
No.
All right, we'll be right back with your stories.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Sports Hub. Tusher.
I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Tusher and Rich. There is a video that ESPN tweeted out of Leonard Fournette's kid who can't be more than 8 or 9. And the drill is, there's two cones. Fournette's kid is standing at the cones. There's another kid. He's probably 8 feet away. And the two of them just run full speed into each other. And Fournette's kid trucks the other guy. There's no one has a ball. And there's no tackling. They just run into each other. And Fournette's kid's obviously huge and knocks the other kid down. The coaches go crazy at Fournette and his power. And meanwhile, the other kid's struggling to get up and no one's even looking at him.
Yep.
So Bert and I were talking about how that's not even a football drill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they wouldn't have you do that drill. Like, I'm 44, so, I mean, I started peewee football when I was probably 9 or 10. And they didn't do anything. They would never have you do that. They wouldn't have you just – I mean, there was stuff that we did then that you wouldn't do now. like contact drills that you wouldn't do now, but certainly not running into one another. But I have a feeling that there's like hard on coaches that are doing these kinds of things at a very young level, because there seems in football more than most sports, guys that think they're coaching professional teams.
Right.
Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, so the washed out Hardo that I grew up playing under, he played for Syracuse University, and the drill that he brought to us was he had a kicker who could actually do the onside kick where you drill the ball down into the ground and it sort of takes that big leap up in the air, except the initiation to his team was that you had to cover that kick 1-on-11.
Oh.
And so the ball would pop up into the air.
Oh.
And you'd be standing there waiting for it while 11, you know, guys ran towards you. And you just remember my eyes going between the ball and the players, the ball and the players, and then wham, that was it.
All right, so this was supposed to be like a display of toughness?
That's it. That period, full stop. And if you would stand there and wait for the ball and actually catch the ball, he was all over you. He loved you. But God forbid you look down at the players who are coming at the wave of players coming at you.
Then
you were,
like,
you know, too weak for his team.
That's not like even applicable. Like that doesn't happen. On an onside kick, it does not happen that 11 people converge in the ball.
There's no point in any football game where it's going to be 1-on-11.
No.
There's no point.
You're not simulating
You're going to be standing alone with 11 people running at you with no protection whatsoever. Jeff, go ahead.
Hey guys, this is early 2000s. You remember the tragedy Texas A&M, the barn fire?
Yep.
So that fall, my coach came up with a Texas A&M drill where he just made a bonfire of tackling dummies, and two guys ran full speed and dove over it. No ball involved. Just what the hell?
What? Wait, what? He lit a fire?
No. The tackling dummies were, like stacked.
Okay.
So kind of like a goal line drill, I guess. But
right.
No ball. You just dove head first over this pile. It led to at least 3 or 4 concussions I can think of.
Okay, so the idea was, okay, so he lined up these tackling dummies, and then you had to just jump over them head first. I understand.
Yep.
No ball. Just jump over the ball.
So it was two guys jumping over at each other.
Just see which way, whoever had the more momentum, you know, if you fell backwards, you lost.
Oh, my God.
And he called it the Texas A&M drill.
Oh, my gosh. So there's like two guys.
Making light of a tragedy while having two kids run.
Well, it should prove the toughness. All right, so you're sitting there, and they stack up the tackling dummies, and there's a kid on each side, no ball, and you just jump over and hit heads. There is some like sadist.
And you don't have vision on each other either, right? Because
there's the bonfire is in front of you.
Yeah, because it's like, so you don't have any vision on it. Like it's just, like
you don't know where the other kid is.
No,
I mean, it's like Russian roulette of tackling drills.
There is some like kind of like sadist thing about these guys. All right, we'll continue to take your call. 617-779-0985. Nick is calmed down. He got everything cooking, and so we are good to go. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
Do you like to watch?
The answer is simple.
Follow the Sports Hub on the Twitch app.
They are spectacular.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The topic is football coaches that were like
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at Apex Entertainment.com.